AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Pentagon says China has returned the unmanned underwater drone that the Chinese Navy seized last week. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook issued a statement late Monday saying the Chinese Navy vessel that had seized the drone returned it near the South China Sea location where it had been taken. The U.S. says the drone was being operated by civilian contractors collecting unclassified scientific data in international waters. Berlin police now say they are investigating a suspected terror attack. The deadly scene in Berlin where a truck rammed into a crowded Christmas market. A dozen people were killed, another 48 taken to hospitals. Police in Berlin say the passenger who died in the truck was a Polish national. The Polish owner of the truck said earlier that he feared the vehicle may have been hijacked. Police say they believe the driver rammed into the crowd intentionally. A Turkish policeman fatally shot Russia's ambassador to Turkey on Monday in front of a shocked gathering at a photo exhibit. The gunman then paced near the body of his victim, appeared to condemn Russia's military role in Syria, shouting, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." There are a remarkable set of photos from that violent scene. AP photographer Burhan Oblici was on scene to take pictures during the ambassador's speech when suddenly...
I heard minimum 5-6 shots and people run away. I also got back. I saw a man around 28 or 30.
He kept taking photos in spite of the danger. The gunman was later killed in a shootout with police. A strong earthquake has struck near the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific, but it did not trigger a tsunami warning. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump easily won Monday's Electoral College vote. There was no serious challenge. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports history was made as New York cast its electoral votes.
There were no surprises in the casting of New York's 29 Electoral College votes at the state capitol in Albany, but it was historic.
I invite President Clinton to join us in casting the first ballot.
Marking the first time a former president of the United States cast an electoral vote for his wife. Governor Andrew Cuomo paid tribute to Mr. Clinton, who was in the Senate chamber for the vote, and Mrs. Clinton, who was not.
We're honored to call you a friend, and we're honored that you call New York home.
Hillary Clinton won Deep Blue New York by a wide margin. Warren Levinson, New York.
Senator John McCain, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, is blasting the Navy's expensive new warships that have been plagued by engine problems and have yet to demonstrate key warfighting functions. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.